Florida schools post a record number of A's and B's this year in school grades that were awarded today, but a majority of them also failed to meet federal standards under the No Child Left Behind Act. The number of failing schools in the state dropped from 302 to 199 this year, but 76% failed to make adequate yearly progress under the federal education law, up from 67% last year. Last week, Department of Education Secretary Margaret Spellings included Florida in a group of six states that were allowed to enter into a pilot project and had to administer to failing schools, which, if they continue to not show improvement, can be restructured with serious consequences attached. Mark Pudlow is a spokesman for the Florida Education Association. He says that the new rules the state now has with failing schools are not dramatically different.
Well, I think the only difference that you're going to see is that schools are going to have a little bit greater number of tools to deal with in addressing problems earlier. I think it's important for your listeners to know that both the grades that came out of the Department of Education and the federal guidelines of meeting annual yearly progress both come out of the same set of tests. And whether you believe that using one set of standardized tests grade schools is a good idea or not, it calls to mind why do these results appear to be so different? And in Florida, they look at the test scores and measure them against a certain set of criterion and come up with the grade so that you see that three quarters of the schools are earning A's or B's. By that same standard, the federal government looks at those numbers and says that three-quarters of the schools fail to meet annual yearly progress. I think that confuses people, and the thing to note is that in the federal standards, they measure about 35 different categories, and if a school misses one category, if they do not get a perfect score, they're listed as not meeting annual yearly progress. They're listed as a failure under the federal government. Those are kind of goofy standards, but they're standards that, as confusing as they are, we have to live under.
Mark Pudlow, we know that the Florida Comprehensive Assessment Test has been controversial for years here in Florida, and there has been talk in the last couple of years of de-emphasizing that in the legislature. And I'm actually a little confused. Did the legislature, did they act upon this at all in this past session in terms of making it less important in terms of evaluating a school?
They did, but it's not reflective of these scores. It'll be reflective maybe in next year's scores or the year after. What the legislature did was they allowed high schools and high schools only to look at a broader set of circumstances beyond just the test, although the test still will bear the lion's share of the evaluation. They will also look at other things like attendance standards, the number of students that are taking high-level courses, and those kinds of things in grading high schools. But as far as elementary and middle schools are concerned, the legislature took no action.
I know last year, or before the session this year, House Minority Leader Dan Gelber and I believe Representative Getz, I believe it was, bipartisan group of legislators went to New York to check out their advanced placement test, and they were reviewing that, looking at that. What's the Florida Education Association? Where do you guys stand here on the FCAT overall?
Well, you know, the FCAT is a tool. It is one of many tools that we ought to be using to assess our schools. The problem with the FCAT is that it's the be-all and end-all at this point in time. It's the only measure and the only thing that we use to grade schools, and that kind of gives us a skewed view of things. It's almost as if you would measure doctors based on the number of patients they carry, or lawyers based on the number of cases they take. That's one thing to look at, but it doesn't give you a broad view of how well a school is doing. It doesn't give you a broad view of what kind of education kids are getting.